The Tyrone Lily footballers will step out of Croke Park on Sunday with the belief that they can claim a first All-Ireland Senior Football Championship crown and in the process beat last year's beaten finalist Dublin. That self-belief and resilience has been evident throughout this campaign. They did a poor National League run and exited the Ulster Championship against Armagh. So perhaps it could have been easy to walk away from the whole thing and say this is a season best forgotten. Not so this particular Tyrone side. They dug deep and now find themselves on the threshold of the biggest game in the county's history. Joint manager Niall Colton says the turnaround has been remarkable.
We sat down after the Armagh game. We were at a crossroads, really, and we decided to go either one of which either way. And we put it together as what was on the table. You know, the commitment wasn't there. We felt the required level that we knew we needed, and we said to the girls that that's what it's going to take. A few opted that wasn't for them. You have to respect that, and we got the head down and to work, and we put in a good shift, good months training, and we found out then we got Leitrim in the qualifiers, and no disrespect to Leitrim, it was a good start for us. Got a good wee bit of confidence against Leitrim, and then again we met Sligo and they were in the back of a bad defeat by Galway in the Connacht final. I suppose wee bit of luck there, you know, and again a good scoreline got us a bit of confidence again. And we felt at that stage the only team we wanted and needed at that stage was Cork. A lot of people outside of the panel looked at it and says, well, you know, it's a pity the girls was going well there. To get Cork now was a bit of a downer, but we felt that's, you know, if we had any aspirations of winning Ireland, any aspirations of beating anybody, we had to be beating the likes of Cork. And I suppose the way it's untold then with Cork, we got the rub of the green in certain areas of the game, but there's no doubt about it, the girls worked hard, and at the end of the day that's what's really turned this season around for us, is hard work and honest work and working as a team.
Also aiming for their first All-Ireland Senior title are Dublin, and they'll be very difficult to beat at headquarters.
The football ability to one side, Dublin know what it's like to get beaten in Croke Park. They've went through the whole rigmarole of what happens on All-Ireland final day, and especially, you know, Croke Park's a great place when you're winning, but I'm sure it's a lonely, lonely place when you're beat, like anywhere else. In that respect, they have a massive upper hand on us. But if we can get it through to the girls that we have a game to play, 60 minutes, whatever it is, and extra time, if we can get that through to the girls that all we need is that win, it's only another pitch, I know the crowd and all is going to be behind us. If we simplify it as best as we can, I, in my head, have no doubt we'll beat them.
Tyrone have a limited squad. Indeed, come Sunday afternoon, they could realistically have won the All-Ireland by using between 18 and 20 players.
We always felt that we wanted a squad of hard-working girls. And maybe in the past we had it, maybe didn't use it to our full potential. But this year we felt if we could get 18, 20 players, even at training, always out, and we knew that them girls were there and playing for the cause, and we were happy enough with that, so be it. With maybe 24 of a panel, we've used whatever 18, 19 players. If it hasn't been done before, it hasn't been done before, but the players that's there are working hard, and that's all we want. If the players are working hard on the field and you only use 20 players, then we're happy enough.
And should Tyrone claim the Brendan Martin Cup, what would that do for ladies football in the county?
You know, I've said it before a couple of weeks ago that Tyrone needed an All-Ireland title. You know, it showed what Tyrone men won the All-Ireland in 2003 done for this county. It brought us on leaps and bounds in coaching and a player aspect as well. And I honestly believe that's going to have the same knock-on effect if and indeed when we win the All-Ireland for the ladies.